All right, now your definition of responsibility is willingness to admit having started, changed, or stopped. Willingness to admit having started, changed, or stopped any action, mass, matter, energy, space, time, form, circumstance, condition, postulate, anything of that sort. That's your technical definition of responsibility. It's admitting cause. Yeah, but cause of what? Admitting cause of starting is the most important. Admitting cause of changing is much less important. Admitting cause of stopping is, of course, your withhold. You're most important in clearing up a track, just if you're erasing facsimiles, would be cause of starting. See, so that's your discreditable creation, or your creditable creation, or any other cause of starting. Now, a person who is no longer able to stop anything picks up automatic stops, and that's what gives you your various mass reactions on the tone arm reading. In other words, they can't stop. Not only can they not admit cause of stopping, they just can't stop. And that's different. They can't stop anything. That's even different than being responsible for stopping anything. You see, whether they admitted the cause or not admitted the cause, they can't stop it. Doesn't matter what their consideration is with regard to it, it just won't. And they're stuck with the idea that it's impossible for them to halt anything in some zone of existence. Well, it probably works out that they have been guilty of having stopped things or something of the sort. They've abandoned stop in any event. And that's where they left the show. Now, you don't run admitting cause of stopping to amount to anything. You just rehabilitate withhold. But you do run admitting cause of starting or admitting cause of changing. And you'll find the whole secret of alterisness in change. Now, if a person changed something and admitted he changed something, he never got hung with it. What people get hung with is starting something and saying they didn't, changing something and saying they didn't, stopping something and saying they didn't. See, it's not straight, in other words. It's got a curve on the line. This thetan in a body said the body started something. Body didn't start anything. The thetan started something. Well, you've got a mess on the line right there. But that's not much of a mess. And you shouldn't get oversensitive about the enormity of all this. When a thetan hangs up an incident, brother, he hangs it up in grand style. And what it takes on the whole track to aberrate or to hang a mass in the bank is heroic. So don't go around tiptoeing and watching your hand stuff food in your mouth and say, uh-oh, I ought to admit that I am causing the body to be fed and so forth, because that never aberrated anybody. Now, shoving the fork into the waiter and being executed for it, that's more like the order of things that get things aberrated. Even though they start small, they're not important until they get big. And you can start any quantity of small things that will never get big. It's nothing to be super sensitive about. If you go into law, however, and start serving writs in the name of the state, you'll have had it after a while. After about 2,000 overts, some of which wound people up in the electric chair, and that sort of thing, and you thereafter found they were innocent, you know, somebody else did it. The Christie murders over in England, good example of this. They claimed a young man killed his wife and child, and they hanged him, by golly, about a year before they caught Christie. And at the time they hanged him, he said Christie did it, but they didn't listen to him. They went ahead and hung him. Oh, Lord help the prosecutor and the rest of the boys when they eventually found Christie. Now, it didn't show up right then, perhaps, but up the track someplace, you're going to get one of these boys to try to study law. Some fond father is going to get one of these boys to try to study law. Next thing you know, they're out eating women or something. How did that happen, you know? They've been wrong, that's all. And they went on to total automatic on the thing. No, you have to be pretty wrong to get aberrated. And you have to be pretty darn desperate in the misassignment of cause in order to get messed up. It's a bad thing to do to not walk forward and say you did it. That's a bad thing to do. But the society is so rigged that if you do something bad and then walk forward and say you did it, why, they don't give you processing so you can withhold from it next time. They throw you in jail so you're far more likely to do it next time. Society tries to furnish an automatic withhold. Automatic withholds don't work.